You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus death toll in Russia is rapidly climbing. The daily toll has surpassed 900 for the first time in the pandemic. It's a record number amid low vaccine uptake and the government's reluctance to impose tough restrictions. The Kremlin has blamed it on too few Russians getting vaccinated, and so too has Dr. Andrei Mikitin from Rostov Regional Hospital.
The course of the illness is fast, more aggressive, and patients become younger, of course. In general, the deaths are linked to patients of the oldest age group. Unfortunately, there are patients who can't cope with this disease, and it's necessary to note that those are patients who didn't get vaccinated.
Russia has Europe's highest death toll so far at over 212,000 people, with the surge in infections and deaths beginning in late September. It's a stark contrast to Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. Virus cases there are declining and life is returning to normal again. Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan made the announcement.
Things are good. The health situation in the United Arab Emirates is good. I want to assure you all that life must return to normal in the country. Maybe there will be changes to our life behaviors in some ways, whether in our work, our kids' study, or our daily habits in our personal lives when we go out and meet people. We thank God for everything, for everything. We thank God that we have emerged from this crisis.
84% of people in Abu Dhabi are fully vaccinated, and new infections have dropped below 200 a day, their lowest level since August last year. Meanwhile, in the United States, Los Angeles city leaders are suggesting one of the nation's strictest vaccine mandates, a sweeping measure that requires vaccination for everyone entering a bar, restaurant, nail salon, gym, or even a Lakers game. LA City Council member Paul Koritz says he has two recommendations that he'd like to be considered when the rules come back to council in a couple of weeks.
First, since malls and shopping centers have multiple entrances, I'd like the CLA to report back on allowing shopping malls to post signage at all entrances, stating that a vaccination is required for entry and that failure to comply may be grounds to deny entry. Second, I'd like to suggest that the CLA report back on a provision that requires businesses who receive a notice to correct or an ACE violation, to place that notice in a prominent location at the entrance of their establishment.
Most city councillors say they support the measure as a way of preventing further COVID-19 surges. The US is also on track to have about 200 million at-home COVID-19 rapid tests available each month beginning in December. White House COVID response coordinator Jeffrey Zients says the supply boost is the result of a new $1 billion federal investment.
We were on track to double the supply of rapid home tests available on the market each month by early November. Authorization of the new ACON test on Monday accelerates this pace, and we are now on track to triple the number by early November. And then today's $1 billion investment to further expand testing production puts us on track to quadruple the amount of at-home rapid tests available for Americans by December. So that means we'll have available supply of 200 million rapid at-home tests per month starting in December.
The White House is also working to double the number of local pharmacies offering free coronavirus testing to 20,000 in the coming weeks to improve access to testing. In South America, though, Brazil is passing a grim landmark, 600,000 COVID deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. It's the world's second highest coronavirus death toll after the United States, and events are being held daily to honour those who have died. Marcia Torres is a 58-year-old social worker who's coordinating the Supportive Friends group, which allows family and friends of those who have died to grieve together.
At this time of the pandemic, people really need this care to overcome the lack of a proper farewell. This issue hurts people the most. The process of mourning is different and it is longer. The incomprehension is heavier. Going against the pain is harder because there is this whole political issue of not being able to say goodbye to the one who dies.
for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.